We have with us Larry Kudlow. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm good, John. Just good.
The cavalry is coming, Larry.
The cavalry is coming. It can't be fast enough for me. By the way, I don't know if you got into it in your discussion of Twitter, but they put up, the board has put up one of these poison pills. I think the shareholders are going to be furious. It's a typical defensive position by a board that is under siege. It gives shareholders a right to buy stock at a discounted price. But the point is, before Elon Musk came around, the price was discounted. That was the problem. Besides the free speech issue, the stock had been falling for months and months and months because Twitter had been ridiculed and, you know, because people have criticized it. I mean, I am 1,000% in favor of Elon Musk taking it over. He's a free speech advocate. I think the world is a guy. I think he's kind of a genius, actually. You know, Morgan Stanley is the banker. Elon's challenge here, I think, John, and this is going to go for a while, is to persuade other large shareholders. But his offer, which is a 40% premium, okay, is going to be very enticing to a lot of shareholders. So that's the case he's going to have to make. He can construct a new business plan which will make Twitter profitable again and get that share price back up again. So it's a complicated matter. It's probably not going to play out for a while.
I agree, and the price of the stock reflected it, staying at the 45 level. You think other people like Facebook and are going to panic over what's going on? Will the woke culture allow it to happen to switch over to Elon Musk?
I think Facebook is probably the most vulnerable, John. And there's another case where their share price has fallen significantly, going back many months, actually. So I think this is a shot across the bow. I wouldn't be surprised if other free speech activist investors got involved, whether it's with Twitter or Google or Facebook. I mean, people have had it up to their eyeballs in the idea of censoring conservative opinion, but just censoring in general. You know, we believe in free speech, the First Amendment, and Elon Musk has been a champion of free speech. So, yeah, I think this is going to trigger some high anxiety in these other social media companies. And frankly, I love it. I absolutely love it. I think it's long overdue. And you know what? I like the investor approach, John. And Elon Musk is such a great champion, but he's got to raise the cash and he's going to have to, persuade some of the large holders. Some of the woke investment companies will fight on the other side.
What else would you like to tell the world?
Yeah, the world.
And, we're beaming off of a solar system now, sir.
I know. I know the Larry Kudlow show is broadcast throughout the solar system. I think the big economic story, and it's a difficult story, is the inflation story. And, you know, you had three very bad reports this past week, okay? Consumer price index up 8.5% year on year. Some people were trying to make a case that inside those numbers, there's a peak of inflation. I don't agree with that. And then we had the producer price index. That's the wholesale prices paid by companies. But they've been paying huge prices, and they pass the costs along because there's so much excessive inflationary money out there. So the PPI is up 11.2%, all right? And I think that's a harbinger of the future. And then finally, later in the week, we got the import price index, which is often a leading indicator. And that thing, John, is up 12.5%. So we're in for a rough time. And I don't see any chance that this inflation is going to go away. I think it's going to take a couple of years, you know, to even remotely get back to the Fed's 2% target. The CPI, John, in the past 12 months, real average hourly earnings are down almost 3%, and real average weekly earnings are down 3.6%. So the typical family, the typical working family, is being hurt significantly by this inflation. Wages are rising and jobs are rising. I think that's great, but inflation is rising faster. So people have, you know, less to spend, and food prices are soaring. I mean, everything is soaring.
We're out of time, but this discussion will continue. And God bless you. Have a happy Easter, and God bless America. This is the Cats Roundtable. We'll be right back.